Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arabic English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station. We're here again, and I'm Bital.
And I'm Asma. Once more, we're at your service. And I guess we're going to have one of these extraordinary sessions in
exactly.
here.
Exactly. So, my dear Asma, I always criticize the people.
A bit.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that I overdo it. Believe me. So, whenever I go, for example, in a new group of people, I feel like I have to criticize all of them, and I don't like them. And it actually is true for the people in the dining room.
Mostly, it's true because
it's mostly true for all of the people.
Well, there is something you guys must know. Bita and I, we have a sympathetic mind.
Yeah,
we kind of understand each other. So, in this point, also, I would say that yes, I have an analytical point of view to everything. And myself.
Everyone. Yeah, me too.
So when,
Specifically myself,
yeah. With too much of focus on myself. So I sometimes feel that what if other people do that to me? I mean, like they sit in front of me and then they start analyzing me.
It was a long time that I tried to convince myself that I'm a patient person towards criticism. But I'm not. You know, I always felt like, okay, if you're telling me something, then it's okay. It's your opinion. I respect it, but I cannot actually respect it.
You know, I respect it, but not necessarily accept
it. Nice. That was nice, but I would respond to that person.
And
sure.
Even sometimes it's not even respected because, you know, when I say analytical point of view, I mean that, okay, you go through different layers. You try to dig in the whole of the details, not just like coming to people and throwing things into their face with
comments,
the tension that, okay, I just want to hurt them. No, when I say analyzing people, I say, as in you do it in a true way. Like, for example, you're my friend. I would see something in your characteristic and I say, you're amazing, but what if you were a little bit more patient?
Yeah.
Just if you had this point of view for example, respecting other people's opinion. You know, just like what we as friends do to each other, and we never get sad from each other because we know that the intention is to correctify the other person, is to bring the best version out of them.
You know, I believe in order to criticize someone, you need to be qualified to criticism.
That's very true.
That's the point. There is criteria to be qualified enough to criticize someone. The first point is know that you have the deep knowledge of the personality, of the consequences, of the circumstances of that person, the life of that person.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's a professional knowledge you have.
Do you know
someone.
What they are going through? Do you know what they're thinking about? Do you have any idea about the things they have in their mind?
Exactly. Put yourself in their shoes. That's the point, because most of the people feel like the real world is exactly the same as the virtual world we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
You see a post, you write something without any kind of
consideration.
Consideration, exactly. And you post it. You post a comment under the photo, under the video, under
and
the...
And thank you, Bita. Yes, you mentioned a very good point. This whole stuff that happens in the media has made everyone feel like, okay, I have the right to say everything.
Yeah.
I am a free creature and I should say whatever I feel.
And put the name of freedom of speech on that.
Yeah.
To make it more beautiful.
Just like add it with this sticker that, okay, this is freedom of thought.
Exactly.
I am a human being with the right to speak up. No. Not everything you feel can be said. Especially out loud.
Exactly. It's like that because we are losing ourselves in that virtual world. And we want to be like that in the real world, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
And at least people like us won't let you to make it practically.
Exactly.
Make it practical.
And you know what?
What?
The break is shouting.
Okay.
first thing first, before you judge other people, try to think that, am I a just, critical person or no? I'm just trying to hurt them. By the way, this is Youth Station. We're talking about being critical. And do I have a patience and understanding of people if they do the same thing to me, if they criticize me? Am I that patient? Am I that, you know, mature and evolved to understand people's criticism toward myself?
Yeah, and that's a really difficult task to do because when we look at the stories of our infallibles, peace be upon them, we see that they are so patient. Even if people insult them, not only criticizing, but also insulting them is something that they can pass it like patiently.
Exactly.
But, you know,
and not giving it back as if it's a fight.
Yeah.
Like we have a lot of stories. Like they hear bad things and then they start to reply in a very kind and soft way.
Yeah. And this softness and this kindness will touch the heart of those people, for
Exactly.
sure. And this is a kind of skill that we have to work on, at least me.
I usually say it, you know, I am not a kind of a tolerant person if somebody comes and criticizes me out of nowhere. It would be a false notion if I say I am that evolved to tolerate every kind of criticism that comes to me. No. But the thing is that, as I just told you at the very beginning of today's episode, I hear them. I may respect them or even not respect them. But the thing is that most of the time I don't accept them.
Yeah.
The thing is how much truth is behind the words they're saying. Because as we see it in modern day, now as the result of all those freedom of speech and whatever, people start to attack each other under the notion, under the pretext that, okay, I'm criticizing you. Why aren't you tolerant enough to listen to it?
Exactly. And the point that I have always difficulty with is that people are using this method of calling everything criticism to insult each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's insult.
This is not criticism.
But they call it criticism, unfortunately.
And the thing is, I'm not patient enough. I know that deep in my heart that I have to work on this part of my personality to be more tolerant.
We all have to. I guess we all have to.
Some people are more patient, you know, or maybe just some more ignorant, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point. As well. Maybe they don't even listen to you.
Exactly. And but the point is, even if you try to be patient, if you try to be ignorant or don't care about other people's criticism, that there is something back in your mind that would trigger you to overthink it. And this is what is really miserable in this process for me.
So, first thing first, as a critical person, if you want to criticize other people, just try to be fair. This is the first point.
Exactly.
Second step is to see if it is important that much to be mentioned or not. Because sometimes you get some points, but they did not have to be necessarily said out loud. You can keep it for yourself because, you know, there are some wisdoms you don't have to share them.
Yeah.
And not all people are interested to listen to them. So keep it for yourself. You come to understand something, keep it for yourself, unless it becomes an important matter to both of the people involved in that interaction. There are a lot to the one who criticized, and also on the side of the one who's been criticized also, we have some responsibilities.
Exactly.
Like, for example, being tolerant. React with softness. I know sometimes people insult us. They did not criticize us. And it's very difficult to be soft and kind in those moments and forget about being so tempered or, I don't know, suddenly starting to boil, all of those things. But based on our narrations, we have to be kind and soft to other people. So if you hear other people say bad things to you under the pretext of criticism, try to ignore them with your kindness and softness. Do not reply them back because then you're going to be dragged down to their own levels.
Exactly. The deep second point that you mentioned was really touching me because there is this description of Allah Almighty that He's Sattar. It means that He will hide your weakness, your sins, your problems.
Your deficiencies.
And,
know, deficiency is very important. That's the deficiency that you need to cover it for me.
Exactly.
As a friend, as someone who loves me, as the one who wants me to be improved.
And because of that, we feel like we have to find the right way of criticism. So
exactly.
I think we need to go for a break, then we're going to talk
for sure.
more.
IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. Yes, this is the finalement of today's Youth Station. We're talking about how much tolerant we are related to the criticisms that come to us. And then we talked about quite many things on the side of the person who criticizes and on the side of the person who is being criticized. And we said that the most important thing on the side of the person who is criticizing is to be fair and is to be kind even when they are going to add something. And then see if it's needed to be shared or not.
Yeah.
And how much is it going to be effective? If I say this, would they accept it? Would they change? Would that, I don't know, create any new thing in their life? If not, please keep it for yourself. Because, you know, in this life, we already have a lot of distractors. We already have a lot of overthinking. So we did not have to add some other burdens into each other's shoulder.
You know what? Nowadays, we are having actually some beneficial communication with each other. If I'm telling you you're like that, or if I'm criticizing you, it's because I want a point for myself to keep it in the future. Then, for example, if you don't correct it, if I will tell you that I told you that you're like that.
Yeah, just to reproach people, to reprimand them, to tell them that I told you, see?
Yeah, see what happened. And this method is not beautiful.
Yeah, so, it is not. It is not the way siblings treat each other, you know?
Exactly.
It is not the way family treats each other. So if I am criticizing someone, let's make something clear that if I am criticizing someone, that means I love them, I care for them, I want them to be improved, be it a system of society, be it a system of a family, or whatever that goes between you and your friends. Whoever it is that you're criticizing, you wish for their improvement because you care for them.
Exactly.
Because you love them. So if you love someone, you don't talk to them in a language that is not suitable. You did not use it as a as a sword to dagger their heart.
And to give you the brief history of what we talked up to here is that you have to look into your intention. Whether you criticized or you criticize someone. If you are criticizing, it should be for making and developing that person that you are criticizing. If you are being criticized, first of all, think about the person, the knowledge of that person of you and your personality and your circumstance. And if it's fair for that person to judge you, then think about what they mentioned.
Yeah, just give a second thought to what they say. Not necessarily accept it or believe in it or take it as a gospel truth. No, just think about it. Okay, to some extent they're right. And how people see me.
Exactly.
And why they see me this way while I'm not.
And consider it as a trigger in order to make a better version of yourself.
Exactly. And I guess that was the gist of what we were talking about.
Yeah. To just wrap it up and put this actually topic that we had into the words of our infallibles, peace be upon them, I'm going to narrate this narration from my lead that everyone that will give me my deficiency and will lead me to the road of self-awareness is my friend. And I believe we need more of these friends in our life to show us the real image that we have and we show to other people.
Of course, in a good manner that we already talked about.
Yeah.
So this was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. Be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.